Hey everyone, it's Jasha here, just popping in before things kick off to let you know that myself and Mike are actually guest starred on the latest Final Draft episode. We talked about The Blair Witch Project and Nightmare on Elm Street, two horror movies that both of us really love, and we had a really, really fun time. We love the guys over at the Final Draft, they're really awesome. We had them on to talk about The Mysterians a few episodes ago, and if you aren't listening to them, what are you doing? But anyway, go and check them out. Here's a quick teaser from that episode, and after that, on with the show.
I'm flying solo today.
Hosting solo? Is this the first time? First time Adam's?
It is. First time, man. Yeah, absolutely. I hate it. Thank God you guys are here, because otherwise it would be a very, very depressing episode. But of course, it's spooky season.
Yeah.
Alex is here in spirit. And we're reviewing two, I would say, very good, interesting, at least, to talk about horror movies that are are very appropriate for good old spooky season.
Very good time for it as well, because I think it's like, not the witching hour, but devil's hour for us, like 3 a.m. or 4 a.m. I think I found out.
It's late for us.
Yeah.
Early? Yeah. It's
Can you guys just let me know if you see any like ghosts or anything pop up behind me? Just give me a...
I'll certainly try my best.
Thanks, mate.
You know how you have those memories that you always come back to, like, every so often? Of, like, the randomest things.
Like, memories? The things that come back into your head that you remember that happened?
Yeah. No, you know the Penguins of Madagascar show?
Yeah.
I remember next to nothing about that show.
We loved it. Me and a friend from school were obsessed with the Penguins of Madagascar.
It's legitimately the best Madagascar material.
It is.
I remember almost nothing from it except for one joke in one episode where they're making fun of Kowalski. No, they're making fun of Skipper for saying nuclear. And Kowalski's like, no, it's nuclear. And Skipper just keeps saying nuclear.
What are you getting to?
Do you remember the last few episodes? A couple episodes back with the boys from the Final Draft, Mysterians.
Yes.
You said nuclear at least 3 times.
That's the way to say the word, nuclear.
It sounds like a new power bar.
I don't know what you're talking about. It's only nuclear.
Come over to the warehouse.
Nuclear? Nuclear? It's nuclear.
You say it like Nuka-Cola.
Nuclear. Nuclear threats. Nuclear bombing.
Nuclear. It's
how are you supposed to say it?
Nuclear.
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 That word nuclear just sounds like a
nuclear.
Spray some nuclear on this window. Clean it right up. That sounds even worse.
Nuclear is way worse. It honestly sounds like a granola bar you'd go and buy when you're going through the warehouse checkout.
Hey, I went to speech therapy when I was a kid. So.
Did you?
You know this.
I do know this.
My family brings it up all the time whenever I say things wrong. Apparently I say scowl wrong as well.
Oh, wait. I need this in a sentence. Give me the title of the fourth Indiana Jones movie.
Indiana Jones and the Crystal Skull.
Now, you purposefully tried there.
No, that's how I say it.
No, when you're not... Okay. I don't necessarily agree, but every time you say it around my family, you say scowl.
I don't say scowl.
I'm not saying I believe
this. You're not on their side?
On the record, I am not on their side. Off the record.
Okay, I say some words wrong sometimes.
Scowl. No, scowl. Oh gosh, I'm getting it now. Gosh.
I say some words wrong. Like sometimes I say gigantus when I mean Godzilla, right? But same exact thing.
Gigantus.
Yeah.
Gigantis.
No.
Gigantis the Forêt Monster. Ba-dum-bum-bum. I'm ready.
That's not me usually singing the theme when I introduce the episode.
It's wait, what?
I put the wave file in.
Hold on, let me bring this up now. oh my gosh, you're right, it's not a cappella.
But thanks for that.
Hey guys, welcome back to Podzilla.
Oh no, it's too late. It's too late to be recording an episode. It's nearly 10 o'clock and at the PM.
As opposed to those early morning AM sessions.
Yeah.
How you doing, dude?
Good.
Good?
Yep. Not good. Tired. Had a couple late nights.
Oh, we can delve into this. Why is that? What have you been doing?
Delve into my late nights? I was doing some voice work for a podcast.
Oh my gosh.
I'm guesting on.
Yeah.
And we've got neighbors that are a little noisy sometimes. So the best time, it's pretty much why we're recording this so late. The best time to record things if we don't want
as late as possible.
As late as possible. So I have been playing some video games at night or watching things. And then after that, I've been, doing some recording. That's been good. And I've been watching a new Netflix show called Midnight Mass.
I saw that pop up on your Letterboxd.
It's pretty cool.
What is it?
It's just a slow burn horror show about the small town kind of cut off from the rest of civilization. And there's a new preacher who's shown up and miracles start happening and crazy stuff start happening. Ooh. About this church and this preacher. And it's like, is it really God or is it something else? Something more sinister?
Are there snakes in the movie?
No, there isn't.
That surprises me.
Really?
Yeah. I thought you'd have your classic preacher. Oh, like stereotypical. What the heck?
You need to get a speech therapy.
What did I say?
You need to get a speech therapy. Stereotypical.
Your stereotypical, like, wild outback over the top preacher.
Doing some snake handling.
Doing some snake handling. Yeah,
chanting.
Yeah.
No. It's good though. I'd recommend it.
Yeah.
How about yourself?
Study. I've told you about this. I think you've seen it. I might have told you about this. I've been getting into there was a Steam game on computer called Hex Cells.
You did. I did see into. This when I was last running your place.
It's like hexagonal Minesweeper. Minesweeper? Yeah, Minesweeper.
Yeah.
I've had so many late nights because I've been watching a YouTube video and I've just had this popped up, and when the video ends, my OCD makes it so I can't.
You can't stop playing.
I can't stop playing until I finish the level.
Yeah.
And it gets hard, so I've stayed up like half an hour past what I'm supposed to. Half an hour past what I'm supposed to. Yeah.
So look at us, staying up late.
Two boys chilling in the basement.
But yeah, we're talking about two films today.
Our first double feature.
Yeah.
Maybe only.
Yeah. We'll see. If some of these Americanizations, like, if it works that we watch two back-to-back, maybe we will keep doing that. Because there's only a few Americanizations to go. I thought there was heaps starting up, but maybe there's only, after these two, there's probably only three or four more.
Yeah.
So
We've done one so far?
Yeah, we did Godzilla King of the Monsters.
Which is the Americanization of the original Godzilla movie.
Yeah.
And I think that was beefy enough to warrant its own episode.
Yeah, and very well known. I mean, it was the first time Americans or people outside of Japan saw Godzilla. So it's kind of a pivotal point in Godzilla history.
Whereas these two...
These two, not so much.
Neither of them mentioned Godzilla in the name.
No. Even though one of them features...
We'll get into it.
But the first film... is Half Human, the story of the abominable snowman.
Was the original just called Half Human?
And the original was just called Half Human, or Beast Man Snowman, initially in Japan.
Yeah.
But this was released in 1958. This Americanization was released in 1958 in America.
The original was in 1955?
Yeah. I think that's right. There
Look
you go.
Look at that.
Look at that. And this one was directed by Kenneth G. Crane.
Oh, was it though?
And Ishiro Honda, or as the film credits him, Inishiro Honda.
Inishiro Honda.
Apparently, they miscredited him and spelled his name wrong when he did most of the work filming and actually making this movie. Which is crazy to think about.
If you guys want to know what the original movie's like, go back to our episode on that.
Yeah.
It's
better than this one. I think I'll just say that.
Yeah. Not in the way you'd probably think.
No. How should we do this? Do we just cover both of them, or should we do...
Let's do one at a time.
One at a time.
Kind of double the speed.
Yeah.
Get through both of them.
Yeah, we'll see. Let's go.
You guys already know the story. Bunch of not Everest, snowy mountain people go get killed and harassed by vulnerable snowmen.
Yeah.
People go on a journey to find out what happens and find the snowman.
Well, the different thing is, and it's a few slight changes, but I think in the original Half-Human, this group of friends go out to the Alps. Two of them go missing.
Mm-hmm.
And you find out in the original Half-Human that one of them died in the avalanche and the other one was taken by the Half-Human to be cared for and fed, but ended up just passing away because of his wounds in the avalanche.
Yeah.
Whereas this one straight up is just...
Everybody dies.
Everyone's been killed by this abominable snowman, this Half-Human.
Mm-hmm.
And there's a few things like that, right? Like, it's just a bit... I think the main characters who were kind of love interests in the first one and this one there...
Turned into siblings.
Yeah.
Yeah. Random changes like that. I think they took out a lot of the tribal scenes in it.
Yeah.
They took out almost the entirety of the circus.
Yeah, the poachers.
That were going to try and kill and take the abominable snowman to use in a circus.
Yeah.
The biggest change, though... is that they took out all of the dialogue in the film.
Yeah.
Making all these silent, all of the dialogue and conversation silent. And instead, they put in an almost, what would you call it?
Well, you're right. It's just everything we saw in the original film, which they've recut for this one, it's just got voiceover from these American old dudes just talking about what happened.
It's almost not the main story anymore.
It's kind of like, it's this wraparound piece. We start off with it, we end with it, and we have little scenes from it interjected throughout the film of just, who is it? Who were they?
Good question. So, classic, our main starring man, John Carradine, playing Dr. John Rayburn in this film.
Yep.
And I guess I'll say the other three guys as well. Russell Thorson playing Professor Philip Osborne, who nobody knows these people, and who really who's who.
Yeah.
Robert Carnes as Professor Alan Templeton, and Morris Ancrum as Dr. Carl Jordan.
Yeah.
Biggest one is John Carradine playing the main dude.
I think they're all quite, like, okay, like, well-known actors around the time. Like, they were in a few big things. I think John Carradine was in, like, The Bride of Frankenstein and a few old monster movies. Not as main parts, but just showing up in them.
Yeah, so the story basically centers around this doctor talking to a couple of his colleagues about this huge discovery that happened about the findings of this. Or they don't know it's the findings of yet.
No.
He tells the story as it happens of the original Half-Human.
Yeah, but it's about, like, from the perspective of the Professor Tanaka that worked for him.
Yeah.
That was there on the expedition.
Yeah.
So he's like heard all this like secondhand from Professor Tanaka and is just telling his colleagues.
He's telling his story to the colleagues. And you get to a few real frustrating hijinks between them.
Yeah.
Where these two other colleagues are genuinely asking questions that they want to know. And the doctor's kind of just brushing them aside because he really wants to tell them the way that he wants to tell the story. You can't jump ahead.
It's just crazy because there was parts where, like, he's discussing it with these guys and one of them is like, so does that mean that Snowman actually had emotions or has an emotional capacity? And, like, the main dude, John Carradine's like, oh, we'll get to that later. I don't want to spoil it for you.
I said this to you. It's literally like this dude is trying to tell the story of the hero's journey.
Yeah.
And doesn't want anybody interrupting his story.
I can't tell it out of order. I can't tell it. We're going to show it as it was. Do something at the end.
And this colleague who's trying to... He asked multiple times about the emotions and the...
Emotional capacity.
It seems like he's a Wattpad author trying...
let's make the story a bit more emotional, you know?
Oh, God.
And just the time... Every time, like, it goes back to them talking throughout the... From the what we know of Half-Human, like the scenes filmed by Ashiro, there's this like ripple effect, like your real cliche, like ripple, and then you. It does make it a different movie.
Yeah. Not in a good way.
No, it's just a lot more slow. Again, voiceover, so it's a very like monotonous.
Yeah, I was reading a couple of the Letterboxd reviews on it, and a lot of people share the same feelings. It's like they've taken out almost all of the Japanese, gosh. I need to go to speech therapy too now.
Yeah, flip.
The Japanese aspects of this movie.
Yeah.
Almost all the music, the dialogue.
Yeah, because the music was completely redone. They just removed it all.
And instead replaced it with these old white professors and doctors.
Yeah.
Using as much scientific jargon as they can.
Yeah.
To the point where me and Jayshu are sitting there, not understanding like a word that these guys are saying. No. And I don't understand how they would have thought this is appealing to American viewers. Or really any viewers.
Yeah, it's really weird. And the fact that like these four guys who are in the film a lot less than the original Japanese cast are the only ones really billed at the start. Like their names come up at the start. Yeah. The director's name comes up, Kenneth's. No other characters have names in this. They're just like...
I've got the Letterboxd list up here.
Yeah. The original Japanese cast are like boy and girl or...
There's Dr. John Rayburn, Professor Philip Osborne, yada yada yada. The girl, the boy, brackets, her brother. The mountain girl, third skier. Professor Tanaka.
Oh, Professor Tanaka.
Mountain tribe leader. Just like the most basic names.
So all these characters at least had some kind of personality or presence in Half Human have just been completely stripped from all that. It's just...
You mentioned a fourth new actor in this.
Yeah.
There's the proper doctor, like medical doctor.
Yeah, yeah.
New change from the original story. They actually bring back the corpse and the body of
The little snowman.
The little snowman.
Yeah.
Which is a weird take. I did like it, except they turned it into like a 5-minute long scene of them standing in a... what's it called? Autopsy room.
Yeah.
With the doctor who goes on like this 4-minute monologue talking about, what is it? Literally the emotional... He does talk about the emotional capacity of the snowman.
He talks about the snowman's skull. He's like, half the skull is human, but the other half is animal-like. And I think the version we watched it like had a few weird cuts when the film wasn't really restored properly. And it was like, this thing must be half... And like cut, but he must have said like half human or just like a bit on the nose.
But he literally shows it like, literally he puts a, what do you call this? Just a hand straight down the middle of the brain.
Yeah.
This half is human. This half is animal.
It's like it's literally a half human. Half the skeleton and body is just different.
Yeah.
I mean, it was cool. I mean, the scene we're talking about with the young snowman, it was the actual costume used for Half Human. Toho shipped it to the US for the filming of the scene.
Oh, wait, the actual Half Human or the little Half?
The little snowman. Yeah. So the original costume used in the 1955 movie was used in this. So it did look okay.
I wonder where that is now.
Yeah, who knows? A lot of these costumes. It sounds like they've just been lost or destroyed.
I hope there's. Oh gosh, look at me connecting it up. Kingdom of the Crystal Skull, like warehouse. With all of these Toho memorabilia.
boxes
of just like, of little snowmen.
Yeah. Because there's that scene, the autopsy scene, and then probably like 4 or 5 just other scenes of them talking and discussing it.
It seems like they were all filmed in a few days.
Yeah, it seriously does. And I mean, the main guy probably did a bit more because his voice is the only thing we're hearing for majority of the film.
Yeah.
But there was one scene I really loved when he's talking about Professor Tanaka and the group that are out just looking for the snowman. And it's literally, I'm not joking, that what he says, what the narration is like this. Professor Tanaka then went and studied his map before Professor Tanaka arrived at the dense jungle. Then Professor Tanaka asked his students to not lag behind. Professor Tanaka set up camp, and then Professor Tanaka once again checked his map. Like, it's just like the worst writing, the worst script.
And it's the same actually with Gigantus and the Fire Monster.
Yeah.
It seems like for all of these voiceover scenes, they don't want a second of silence.
Nah.
So they're narrating every single little thing they can.
Yeah.
It makes it very, it's a very weird to watch. It's like you're watching a... What are those old, like, radio...
Yeah, like radio drama type
things. Radio dramas, right? Mm.
Yeah. It just feels like they think we're just dumb as an audience, because it's like we don't need to literally know like every single thing we're seeing on screen.
But Professor Tanaka's checking his map, Jason.
Yeah, I can see he was holding it. I can see they were setting up a camp. It's just like, why?
It's good because the movie does actually fill in a couple and fix up a couple discrepancies of the original one. Like obviously that Abominable Snowman, for majority of the film he's in the forest and the jungle.
Yeah.
The snow scenes are only for like a very short period. But they explain it as the professor ends up like showing this diagram of a map saying, this is uncharted areas, and by the way these snowman tracks follow, this is the only place that it could be.
Yeah, so it's like it gives it more of a reason for them to move locales.
Instead of just waiting like seasons to change finding again.
Yeah. Yeah, it was not a great movie.
I thought it was... And I think anybody would see it as worse than the original.
Yeah.
I know we gave scolding reviews for the original.
Yeah, I mean, it was already before this our least... Like, the one we liked least, what we've rated the least.
Yeah.
And I just hate in this one, and again, it was done probably in Godzilla, King of the Monsters, how it just significantly reduces Japan's role in the story.
Yeah.
Gives it to these other American characters. And literally, the Japanese original cast in this, all that they do is, like, their shouts are in it, their screams are in it. They're, like...
Facial expressions.
Facial expressions. But they were just reduced to these... people that just make sounds, and that's all they do. Like, it's just real stupid. And then
degrading almost.
Yeah, like degrading.
If you were one of those actors, this, I'd honestly feel bad if I was an actor in this and this American version was released.
I mean, our leading guy, he's like hardly the leading character in this at all. They cut down his role significantly.
It's brought on to Professor Tanaka.
Yeah, Tanaka's definitely more of the main guy. And I mean, it's only an hour long, whereas the other one was an hour 20, which I don't know if I might have liked the shorter length a bit more. Like it.
I think I liked the shorter length. There was a lot less fluff.
Yeah.
But then that fluff was replaced with almost over the top, like scientific scenes.
It was just as bad, just as boring.
Just as boring, yeah.
Yeah. Credits for the Japanese cast coming up at the end with Inishiro Honda being credited as the directing those parts. I don't even know if he was credited as directing, but just
this must be like such a kick in the butt for him.
Yeah, totally. Totally.
Yeah, guys, since Godzilla King of Monsters did so well, I'm going to give you the privilege of taking my movie, making a good Americanization of it, and it shows up with like just this dumb scientific. A few scenes.
Yep.
Imagine being credited wrong.
I know.
And he's not... Shiro Honda's not even credited as, like, the main director.
Nah, he's literally, like, the bottom of the list at the very end.
It's really dumb.
It's bad. Yeah. I don't know. Should we go to ratings? I don't know if there's too much more we can really talk about. Yeah. And, you know, I'm glad we watched these. The half-human movies.
Yep.
They're not well-known at all. Like, majority of people will not know about these.
No.
They're not even, like, let's face it. When we chose this as our first Godzilla-adjacent thing, it was as adjacent as we're probably ever going to go.
It's deep, deep down.
Yeah. It's a few ties, a few mentions. But, I don't know. I am glad we watched it.
As much as we don't like the movies, we really appreciate the experience of just watching a lot of them.
Specifically for the podcast, I think it is cool that like we have seen these Americanizations and we have seen how America from the get-go has tried to, I guess, use these kaiju movies for themselves or try to bring these to an American audience.
Yeah.
It's interesting to see how well they've turned out.
It seems like with these, they're trying to make them less like hype up what Japan has done and make these movies even better. And instead, take over the show.
Yeah, yeah, totally. I do have a few pieces of trivia, not much.
That's what I was waiting for, yeah.
Yeah.
Something to redeem it.
Yeah, let's talk about something. So I didn't actually talk about last time who were the suit actors for the snowman and the little snowman.
Oh, true.
So Fuminori Ohashi portrayed the snowman in the movie. And he actually went under the stage name Sanshiro Sagara. Not his real name.
Stage name.
Which is interesting. And
is that's not the original actor for Godzilla?
No, this is just
suit actor.
Yeah, this is just someone completely new for this movie. He was actually primarily a sculptor and model maker and helped make the suit for the snowman.
Ooh.
And yeah, he's done directing before, but he was also chosen for, I guess, to act as the snowman in the film. And after this movie, he went on to work a few more times with Toho and other Japanese studios. He might come up again.
Okay.
But then he also traveled to America and helped create masks for the original Planet of the Apes movie.
Oh my gosh.
Which is quite a huge thing.
Now that you mention it, I can totally see this element. The similarities.
Yeah, I mean, it's pretty cool. Like, it's cool how that...
Yeah.
And we already know that the snowman suit was used kind of as a basis for what we'll see King the King Kong, suit.
Right? Yeah.
So it's cool, I guess, seeing that just even loosely, this film from Toho, some of the King Kong stuff, even Planet of the Apes kind of all have these connections.
They're connected. And this movie, I guess... did help somebody to accomplish something bigger.
Yeah.
Which is awesome.
Yeah, totally. Planet of the Apes is a good film.
Little Snowman.
Yeah, so Little Snowman was played by Takashi Ito. And as hard as I tried, I couldn't find much information about him. But he was just, a younger...
Child actor.
Child actor.
Yeah.
Who hasn't gone on to do much else. The only other little bit I have here was... this was released in America, this film... by the Distributors Corporation of America. And it was actually the bottom half of a double feature that was released in theaters.
By bottom, you mean like the second?
Yeah, the second half of the double feature. The first being Monster from Green Hell, which I don't know much about.
I wonder if that's better.
Yeah, I don't know. It'll be interesting to... I'll check it out. And this, as you said before, this film removed all of the original film score... replaced it, I think, with some kind of just generic. I don't know what you call it, sound bank sounds, or just sounds that you can, music that you can buy.
Royalty free.
Yeah. Oh, buy the royalties for, I guess. And yeah, I already said this before, but the scene where they unveil the young snowman on the morgue slab, Toho really loved the idea and offered to send the proper costume, which was cool.
That's sick.
And yeah, all the added sequences were directed by Kenneth G. Crane.
Kenneth. I wonder what Ken's up to nowadays.
I think he's done maybe one or two other horror films around the same time.
Hopefully better.
I guess made in America for American audiences. So yeah. Who knows what it would have been, what a movie would have been like completely under his control.
Nice then. I guess I'll copy the same ratings from last time. How many half stars did you give this movie?
Well, I've done something a bit sneaky.
Yeah.
Thinking more about Half Human, it's maybe grown on me a little bit. Just
the original?
The original, the 1955 Half Human. It might have grown on me a little bit more than it did when we first watched it and recorded the episode straight after. I think it is an all right monster movie, has a cool message. Again, not great, but if I'm allowed, I want to retroactively change my Half Human rating to 3.5 stars, making it
one... You're going to say 3 stars.
No.
I'm like, dude, it wasn't that good.
I'll change it to 1.5 out of 5
for
the original Half Human. I'm going to give it to this one 1 out of 5, or 2 Half Humans. 1 star
nice,
out of 5.
No, that's good. Like you said, with the themes, I think they did change the theme slightly for this movie, talking more about... the original one was more about, like, general wildlife and nature.
Yeah, and maybe that the half-human didn't do anything wrong, or in this one he just straight up kills people at the start.
Yeah. This one is more like, human. This could turn into some sort of monster in the future. It does have capacity for feelings and emotions, given to us in, like, a 4-minute monologue scene. You love it. I can't remember what I gave it.
Yeah.
Honestly. I think I did a really weird rating. I'd probably retroactively give the original a 1.
I think that's what you might have given it.
Sorry, 2 half humans, half stars.
Yeah.
I think I'll give this one 1.5. Whoa. Yeah, I'm getting my ratings right. 1.5 star. I think this is honestly going to be the worst movie we see out of this whole Godzilla series.
Yeah, it was bad. I mean, we had a good time with it.
We enjoyed the experience.
Yeah, it's not good. Guys, I wouldn't really recommend checking this out.
No.
I think it's Yeah, very slow, specifically this one more than the other.
If you think of God, the thing is, I was thinking about it, if you think of Godzilla and those type, the type of movies that are surrounded by that.
Toho kaiju flicks.
Toho kaiju flicks, that's the one. I'd think much more of the original Half Human than I would of this. Voiceover of a silent film.
Yeah, totally right.
Where the non-voiceover parts are scientific. Yeah, scientific jargon.
Yeah.
It's just the what I'd least expect a Toho movie to be like. That's why it's on the bottom.
Yep. No, fair enough. That was Half Human, and that's all that we're going to see of the snowmen. We'll see if we bring it up again, depending on how King Kong looks, potentially. But
yeah
he doesn't appear anymore. He appears in a spin-off comic, which, depending on how long Godzilla goes for, we will see. But hey,
you didn't know if he'll show up in like the modern Godzilla movies.
Yeah, the next Godzilla movie, they're just going to choose Snowman as the villain.
That's good. Okay, what was our next movie?
Yeah, so the next one that we watched, and we did watch these both in one night, which was pretty cool.
Yeah.
But this was called Gigantus the Fire Monster, released in 1959. And it's an Americanization, or a remake, of Godzilla Raids Again.
Which you wouldn't think, because there's no mention of fire in any part of the movie.
I think there's briefly, I'll go into it later, but it's very brief.
Well, yeah. When you originally told me about this movie, I thought Gigantus was referring to Anguirus, the spiny turtle-backed creature that we saw in this movie.
Yeah.
And I was thinking maybe for the Americanization, they might have given him fire breath to make his moveset a bit more interesting.
Because you thought this was going to be maybe a straight-up sequel to Godzilla, King of the Monsters?
Yes, I thought that, you know, it might have followed the same storyline. What's his name in the original?
Steve Martin?
I thought Steve Martin might have even appeared in it.
Yeah.
That was not correct.
No. But, I mean, in terms of, I guess, as far as Americanizations go or remakes go, this is the closest to, I think, what the original film was like out of the ones we've seen so far.
Absolutely.
Not much was changed.
After seeing it, I could not pinpoint any one thing that was taken out.
No,
That's how similar it felt to
Yeah, me. I think like all the footage is there, maybe a few things, but it's just, I think it's more changed in how much narration has been edited.
Yeah.
And narration? What's happening with words for us tonight?
Wait, say it again?
Narration?
Is it? Does narration have three or four syllables?
Narration? Oh, guys. Never again at 10 p.m.
Never again? 10 p.m.
Yeah, so there's added voice work, let's put it that way.
Yep. No added scenes.
No, and it's just been all redubbed, I guess, in English, which is better than just being told about or voiced over by another new English character. There's no English characters. There's no...
No, they didn't American. Self-insert any American characters into it.
And it did stay pretty true to, I feel, I guess, the story and the message of the original one.
I will take back my previous statement. It did stay true to the message, except for the few new scenes that they actually did add in that I just remembered.
Yeah.
Did
you want to, I guess, do you want to do a plot recap? I know.
Gosh. Very basic plot recap. A new Godzilla returns.
Gigantus.
Oh, gosh. Yeah, so in the original, there was a group sequence where Dr. Yamane, whoop whoop, good character, had a projector and showed some footage of the original Godzilla movie to these new people. Kind of a recap of the first movie for this sequel that happened. They took out all of that footage of the original and instead, it's weird, they replaced it with kind of a story of the beginning of Earth and how they do not mention the name Godzilla once in this movie.
No, they wanted to, and we'll go into it later with what I've read up about it, but they really wanted to distance this from the Godzilla property, even King of the Monsters, and just wanted to make it its whole new thing, because they thought that introducing a new property, a new monster, would do better than just a follow-up sequel to something else.
I don't know why, but okay.
Yeah, they put a lot of effort in to kind of replace footage.
Because what it is, Yamane's talking is like, this is a footage of the beginning of Earth.
It's like science has actually been able to create what the beginning of the Earth looked like.
Does he say that?
Something like that. Like science
people.
Yeah.
No, they show footage of, and this is why it's called Gigantus the Fire Monster.
Yeah.
Of these fire beasts growing up from the fire from Earth. It was like
they were created in fire, they ate fire, they became fire.
It's just... And it shows just a bunch of creatures and monsters, actually.
I was actually quite impressed by this part. There was some real cool, like, stop-motion puppetry of, like, Tyrannosaurus Rexes and other dinosaurs and weird creatures with weird faces.
Yeah.
But reading up afterwards, it was just all stock footage used...
Oh, are you serious?
Yeah, which they Dang used it. From other American science fiction films that were released around the time.
No.
So, it's just like...
I was going to ask if they were ever counted as kaiju.
Yeah. I think it's just other dinosaurs and other creatures from monster movies that they just cut up heaps of different scenes. Because there are different... We just quickly see different types of creatures.
Creatures, yeah. The only other thing is that because he's called Gigantus... I guess Yamane calls the whole race of dinosaur-like creatures the Gigantus species?
No, it's really weird, because he says these dinosaurs created in the fire are Anguiruses. They're from the Anguirus family.
Anguiruses.
Yeah, and then they're like, they're the Anguirus family, but this specific one, which we knew as Godzilla, is called Gigantus. Even though he's in the Anguirus family, just as Anguiruses.
Yeah, it's been very weird now, because... Godzilla is now part of the Anguirus family, is called Gigantus. Anguirus is still part of the Anguirus family.
And both of them have the same roar. So, like, Godzilla's roar has been replaced with Anguirus's.
Yeah. But he's still called Anguirus.
He's still an Anguirus.
It's so weird. This would have been so confusing for new viewers to watch.
It doesn't make sense. It does not make sense. And I don't know why they had to, like, do this to try and distance it from Godzilla. They could have come up with something a lot smarter.
They could have. But no, we did not hear one Screon. Screon?
Screon.
Screon in this whole movie.
Yeah.
Sad times. How did you feel about this movie?
It was okay. I didn't feel... They changed much of it.
Yep.
It did slightly... I mean, of course, it did suffer, I guess, from using more narration instead of just the normal characters talking. And I really didn't like a lot of the discussions this time around, or the script, I guess, for characters.
Dialogue between characters.
The dialogue was just very simple, very dumbed down.
Yeah, well, we're watching it, because what they did...
Yeah, you pointed this out.
I pointed this out. For every scene where the Japanese characters spoke, they tried as much as possible to lip-sync what the characters were saying with English words.
Yeah.
Which ended up creating some very short and kind of off-putting speaking scenes and dialogue between characters. I'm trying to think of an example of it.
I mean, there's parts when I don't even know what this means in Japanese, but that's something they'd say a lot to each other. I don't know if it's like over and out or thank you, we'll see you soon. But they said like, yokai, yokai.
Yokai, yokai. I think something it's like Roger, like Roger maybe.
Roger, yeah, I probably should have checked. But they've replaced it in this with okay, okay.
Okay, okay.
So just randomly and like when they're flying, just be like, okay, okay. And it just doesn't make much sense unless you're just...
No.
It's a good attitude to have in life, I guess.
Okay, okay.
Yeah.
No, it. I actually liked it a little bit.
Yeah, you seem to.
I enjoyed the lip syncing.
Yeah.
And I enjoyed the idea of trying to sync it as much as possible to actual English words. I also really liked... I don't actually know if you know this, but all the characters actually did sound Japanese still.
Yeah, so I think they did get Japanese voice actors. Again, George Takei?
George Takei?
That's it. George Takei.
George Takei. Sulu from...
Sulu from Star Trek. He returns, or I think... Did I mention... I did mention that he did voice work for the Americanization of this when we covered Rodan.
Yes.
But he did. This was how he started off, yeah, doing voice work for Godzilla films.
Sounds so good.
He sounded good.
I really liked the dialogue in this film.
Hmm.
As much as some of the dialogue was janky, it did give me the impression that it was... more what I'd think or remember what Godzilla is like.
Yeah.
We grew up watching a lot of the later Godzilla films, which are a bit more goofy and a bit more off the cuff.
Yeah.
In terms of, you know, not so much plot, but dialogue between characters, what happens, a few more kid actors.
Because this one is definitely a lot less, like, I mean, Godzilla Rise Again was already the more jokey film of the bunch.
Yeah.
But this one even dials back how depressing the original was and how full-on the situation is a lot more, as to when you'll just have some straight-up jokes, some nice, I guess, romantic banter between the...
there's one scene where the leading characters are on a balcony.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
In the first movie. I'm trying to remember what they say. It's something about... the leading lady says to the guy whose name I forget, you need to have courage.
Yeah, they like add in this new...
It's a subplot. It's a arc of character development.
Yeah, which the original didn't have. And I think that maybe added something to the main guy. Because in this one, the whole time he's like, I need to have courage for this. I need to be better than I think I am.
I'm not brave enough.
Yeah.
At the sign of any distress, I won't be able to do anything.
And then it actually comes full circle with, I guess, at the end, he ends up being the one who buries Godzilla in the rubble. Did he? Or is it our other character?
I think a bunch of people do.
Yeah, but he's part of the group that, I guess, he was brave in the end.
He was brave.
And then they cut back. He was. And they cut back to that balcony scene and have some kind of wrap-up for that as well, which was nice.
No, and I know there are more. There are a bunch of just really funny sequences of dialogue that come from trying to change the actual dialogue.
Yeah. I still think it wasn't well written.
It's not well written. What they did write at least was funny.
Yeah. And I mean, it's interesting how this as well was pretty much the same runtime as the original. It just shows how much they kept similar.
So much better than other Americanizations.
Yeah. It's pretty much the same story, right? Like Anguirus.
Yeah, same story.
Gigantus this time around kind of are attacking on an island. They end up coming to the mainland. They, I think, quicker than in the original movie this time, they realize that he's attracted to light. So they turn off all the buildings. Anguirus and Gigantus fight. Gigantus kills Anguirus. Then Gigantus goes to the iceberg. Then they bomb him and he's gone. So it's pretty much the same thing. It's just, I guess, doesn't have that connection and fear of what happened in Tokyo in the original.
No.
Because it's kind of this just a whole new thing.
It did clear up a few. We mentioned there were a few times where we were a bit confused with what was happening between certain characters.
Yeah.
Certain relationships. This movie did help to explain what actually was happening. Saying, you know, in this scene where Kobayashi, where he's gone off flying by himself, it's because he was transferred to this station now, which we didn't realize in the first film.
Yeah, and even just, it was probably mentioned in the original, I think you caught up on it, but the fact that Anguirus has multiple hearts as well as, or maybe brains.
Brains, it was brains.
Brains, not hearts. Yeah, he has multiple brains, and he has one in his tail and his legs, and then one like in his chest or
abdomen,
something.
Abdomen, throat.
Even though for some reason Gigantus doesn't, even though he's the same family. Yeah, it's still very true, and I think retained... was very faithful to the original movie.
It was faithful.
Very faithful, which was good to see.
I would show this to a friend much more than I would show a lot of the other movies to a friend.
Yeah. I don't know if I mentioned it, but it was directed by Hugo Grimaldi, which is interesting when, I guess, he didn't really need to film more footage. It would have just been more overseeing how they'd re-edit it.
I guess directing the voice.
Yeah, directing the voice work, potentially. Then just overseeing the final cut, I guess. Yeah. And the original was Motoyoshi Oda. I do have a bit more trivia for this one. It's a few interesting things. So the reason why the name of Godzilla was changed to Gigantus was actually not a copyright issue, which is what people thought it was for years.
They couldn't get the copyright. This Americanization was given the go-ahead by Toho.
Yeah, it was.
That blows my mind to me, because Godzilla was already doing well in the States by this point.
Yeah, well, it's interesting. It's interesting. It gets a bit crazier, the real reason why the name was changed. So one of the producers, Paul Scriebelman, explained that he wanted people to think they were getting a new monster rather than a sequel, but he regrets it long afterwards. They just wanted to start like maybe this new franchise. And the reason was, initially... this film was actually going to be called The Volcano Monsters.
This film or the original?
This one.
Okay.
And it wasn't going to be an Americanization. So the rights to the original Godzilla Raids Again were bought from Toho by a company that planned to use only the special effects footage, the monster battles and things like that. None of the actual characters or humans.
Wait, how... Oh, by characters you wouldn't mean Godzilla.
No. So yeah. use the kaiju and just none of the human characters. It was going to be called the Volcano Monsters, and they were actually going to film a whole new story around it. They were going to add additional special effects. They were going to film complete new main unit footage. But before the project could be completed, the production company went out of business.
No!
Then the rights were picked up by Los Angeles entertainment attorney Paul Scriebelman, who we've heard from before, and he arranged to have the film edited and dubbed, changed the name to Gigantus, and released it under Gigantus the Fire Monster. And again, this one was prepackaged as a double feature when it was released with Teenagers from Outer Space.
Whoa!
So Godzilla, King of the Monsters had an official proper big release just by itself, and it feels like these two are just tagged on to other things because they didn't turn out as well as they would have hoped.
It just seems crazy that he would have tried to pull a hat over? What's that phrase?
Pull a hat trick? I don't know.
No.
What's that phrase like? Pull the wool over your eyes?
Pull the wool over the... that's a great saying. So he tried to pull... Yeah, it's where they try to pull the wool over the audience's eyes and trick them into seeing a Godzilla movie.
Yeah. The original idea for it, the Volcano Monster, sounds like an interesting movie. I mean, just using the fight scenes. And the premise for this one was actually going to... was actually going to be that some explorers or scientists find a Tyrannosaurus Rex, a T-Rex, and an Ankylosaurus in a volcanic cave. And they awaken.
Both of them?
Yeah, they both awaken, start fighting, and then I think it was going to be based around American characters, and then the fight scenes were actually going to be re-edited so it looked like they were fighting in America in the end.
Oh.
So...
I would have liked to see that.
It's an interesting idea, right? Recutting around things and creating a complete new story from
certain key scenes.
And Toho were very, very on board with this idea. I think they liked it a lot more. They liked the idea of it a lot more than just making an Americanization.
Yeah.
So they sent the original Godzilla and Anguera suits to Hollywood to allow them to film new scenes, new fight scenes with the monsters. But again, the production was closed down and the monster suits were eventually lost, the original ones.
I bet you they stole them. I bet that was their whole plan all along. They were going to make this Volcano Monsters movie. Oh, whoopsie daisy, we ran out of money.
But we've got the Godzilla suits.
They're going to wait like a few more decades.
It's honestly like a conspiracy theory how all these suits just... They go missing. Or the Mogera suit burns down. Like, it's like, what?
Dude, I have an idea. One day when we have millions and millions of viewers, we need to make like a Netflix special or a YouTube Red series. Hunting
YouTube Red? Does people still do those anymore?
Yeah,
YouTube Red. Okay, yeah.
Yeah, here's an idea.
A Quibbly? Should we do it?
Is it called Quibi?
Quibi.
Quibi?
What was that like one when you watch it on your phone?
One of them a portrait? I think it's Quibi.
Who knows?
Let's make a Quibi series. Trying to hunt down all of these old Toho monster suits.
The truth of what really happened to the monster suits.
Either that, or we make a radio drama of us talking about what really happened.
Or we make our own Americanization.
Let's cut around to the key scenes of the Americanizations.
Yes. Yes.
Of the scientists talking about what happened with these species.
And half human. We can remake half human but make it better. That's how.
Let's do it. Let's do the New Zealand Americanization.
New Zealandization.
New Zealandization. I'd be so keen.
What rating system did we use for Godzilla Raids Again? Should we copy that one?
We used the red bean soup.
It was red bean soup, which was an offhand joke in Godzilla Raids Again, which that, didn't even
the bean soup didn't show up.
Didn't even get it wasn't even mentioned. This
What's going to happen? Oh my gosh, the rating system's gone down the drain. We can't do this.
It really is. I don't know how long we're going to be able to keep this up for, to be honest.
Nothing was added in this film. No, the volcano scenes were added. How many...
Oh, no.
No. Ah, shoot. I'm tossing up between volcano monsters or lost monster seats.
let's just do red bean soup. Let's just do it. Let's keep it the same.
Okay.
Even though it doesn't make any sense. What would you give it?
Can't remember what I gave it before.
I'd give this... This is the one that you gave like 3.75 or 2.75 or something. I think it was 2.75.
Yeah.
I'll give this a good 3.
You liked it more than the original.
No, I thought I gave it 3.75.
I think 75? You had the original 2.75.
If I gave it higher than 3, I'll give it a 3. If I gave it 2.75, I'll give it 5. No. 2.5. 2.5. I'm still thinking in half stars. I will not change my rating system.
So you did think that the original is better, but not much.
I think the original is better. Mm-hmm. I think that this is a fun, good movie and does stay true to what Godzilla movies end up becoming.
Nice. I think I gave the original 3 red bean soups out of 5. I actually will drop this one down a whole red bean soup. I'll give it 2 out of 5. I don't think it was as good as the King of the Monsters remake, even though that lost, I think, a lot of the vision of the original Godzilla film.
Yep.
It still was a decent enough movie. And it had its own kind of... It was all right. You know, love or hate Steve Martin, it was an okay film. This one, they didn't actually do much. And I think, in the end, everything they did do with the narration and the script changes did take away a bit from the original.
I can see that.
But not bad.
Not bad.
Not terrible.
I'll officially say 2.5.
Yeah.
It's not a bad movie.
No, it's not. And, you know, this is one that I'd... If you can't, like, track down the original Japanese Godzilla rides again, this isn't a bad alternative, even though it's not a particularly Godzilla.
If you don't mind Godzilla being called Gigantus and not hearing the screams.
The iconic Godzilla sound. Oh, man. But that's us, guys. We did 2 Americanizations in the bag.
In the bag.
I think we've got, like, Varan coming up again. We've got... Oh,
I forgot. There's still so many Americanizations.
There's a few. They seem to have done a few initially, but then when we get...
They stop.
I think when we properly get back into Godzilla films, they do stop, so...
Yeah. Okay, Joshua. It's getting late.
Yeah, it is getting late.
What's next on the agenda?
So our next movie is called The Three Treasures, or The Birth of Japan, as it's also known as. And it came out in 1959 and directed by Hiroshi Inagaki. And it's an epic, this is what it's described as, you ready? An epic 3-hour spectacle.
Oh my gosh, are you serious?
Created
to... Oh no, right there, whoa. That's a slap in the face. Woo.
An epic 3-hour spectacle created to commemorate Toho's releases. So I think they released like a certain amount of films or made a certain amount and then released this as a big event movie to kind of like...
So this isn't like a collection of them?
No, this is... We're going to tell the story of how Japan came to be the birth of Japan with the three treasures. And apparently it features a kaiju that will show up a few times later down the track.
Oh, okay, cool.
So it's not technically, I guess, a Godzilla film, as a lot of these aren't, but it does feature someone that will come back. Yeah.
Nice.
But an epic 3-hour spectacle when, I guess, these ones were just over an hour, so...
Beat that Avengers Endgame.
I know, right? Get ready. Oh.
Anything else?
No, I think that is us, everyone. Thanks again for listening.
Yeah, we're going to both go to speech therapy because we need it.
Both going to get some sleep, then go to speech therapy, and then prepare ourselves for the three treasures.
It's going to be good, dude.
Yeah, it will be good. Do you want to shout out Discord? I don't know.
They're already in the Discord by now, Jaysha.
Okay. Yeah, everyone's listening is in the Discord. Thanks, guys, for jumping in.
And if they aren't, they will be now.
Yeah.
Because they love the red bean soup.
Oh, perfect. I just want to say a massive thank you to everyone who has actually been reviewing us on iTunes.
Oh, we have actually gotten a few of them.
We've gotten
great.
A few reviews, and it's so, so cool to hear. And those do actually make a difference. It does help people find us. And, I mean, everyone always loves it when podcasts have a higher rating. They're more likely to listen to them. So we'd really appreciate it if you could review us on Apple Podcasts or wherever you're listening to us. Or even just tell a friend about Podzilla.
Yeah. If you know somebody who likes Godzilla, just shout us out.
Yeah. Perfect. I am falling asleep. I'm the one falling asleep this time.
Oh.
Tables have turned.
Let's go straight into watching the three.
Three Cheers right now.
Three Cheers right now.
Okay, let's go upstairs.
Let's go.
Perfect. Three Cheers.
Ooh, let's go.
You've been listening to Podzilla with your hosts, Jaysha and Micah Drake. Be sure to follow our socials, join our Discord, and check out Cassie Celine, who did our amazing podcast art. The links are all in our show notes. And just a disclaimer that any musical sound effects used in this episode belong entirely to the Toho Company. See you in 2 weeks.